Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is... Oh my goodness, I didn't even realize that. That's right, it's Evil Weasel Wednesday. It's also the 9th day of October, 2019. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 and unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 43 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 49 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And it's been chilly. It was like 27 this morning or something. It was low. It was cold. Then I got a picture from Mary. So she's getting 40 inches of snow. Oh, man, I'm dreading it. Anyway, let's see what we got today. Elizabeth Warren, workers' plan will provide back pay to illegal aliens. Well, those poor illegal freaking aliens, we've got to do something for them. We're going to talk about it when we get back.
Times have changed and times are strange. Here I come, but I ain't the same. Mama, I'm coming home. Time gone by, seems to be, you could have been a better friend to me. Mama, I'm coming home.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
From the Trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. Elizabeth Warren's workers' plan will provide back pay to illegal aliens. This is from Breitbart. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Senator Pocahontas, this woman, man, how come she's not been prosecuted? Why? Oh, the same reason Hillary has, and the same reason that the whole goddamn... the treasonous corporation hasn't been prosecuted because, well, we don't have our courts and the people are not in control, so we can't prosecute them. We're going to have to fight them. Go ahead.
You know, Henry, I got to say, and I'm sorry to interrupt, but, I mean, this woman, I don't know how, we're being told we can't... say certain things on the internet, and if we do, they're going to come after us and all this other kind of bullshit that I could care less about because I'm going to go ahead and say it anyway. But this bitch comes up and has this crap, says this crap all over the place, all over the U.S. news and everything else. And they leave her completely alone. I mean, what else? What worse thing can you tell somebody that you're gonna get a traitor back pay and get away with it? You know, I mean, it just infuriates me, man. Infuriating.
It is infuriating, and what can't you say on the internet?
Well, I mean, you know, they're trying to prosecute now. You know, there's all these little goddamn rules that they're trying to push through. And then we have to read this crap. Putting down the Jews or saying bad things about or you kikes or Jews or whatever the hell else, the traitor Jews that are trying to take us apart. And then we got to read this. I don't know which is where. They're about the same, don't you think?
Well, it's all treachery. We all know that. And we all know it's a violation of the law. And we broke it down to the simplest of terms with the jurisdiction to enforce the laws are going to have to enforce the laws. And Miss Warren will get the same info. I mean, what a turd. I mean, a stinking fucking turd. Senator Elizabeth Warren, Democrat, Massachusetts, I guess that's what MA is, a leading 2020 Democrat presidential primary candidate, is vowing to fight for back pay for illegal aliens. She's vowing to fight for people who have broken the law, for the lawbreakers. Is that what she's vowing to do? She's going to fight for people not even from this country? Well, I guess that she understands the international corporate mafia, and she understands the corporate aristocracy quite well. She's going to fight for people from other countries who came here. Well, I ain't going to say in violation of our law, because it's of the corporate policy that they pretended was law that they never intended to enforce. I mean, it's goddamn to the point. That's why we have to break it down into the simplest terms. As part of Warren's, quote, empowering American workers and raising wages plan, illegal aliens who have been worked illegally in the United States, sometimes by stealing American identities and social security numbers. Isn't that a felony? I think if I did that, they would, they would tell me that Admiralty, the administrative admiralty, that I'd committed a terrible felony and I'd go to prison for years for fucking fraud and theft, identification theft and all these. Sometimes by stealing Americans' identities and social security numbers would become, and because, see, they stole Americans' identities and social security numbers, they didn't get tax returns and they didn't get full bennies for being here and breaking the law. Because you got to remember Reagan. Never forget Reagan and what he promised. And supposedly the laws that were passed is saying that anybody that hired these son of a bitches was going to, they were going to be punished. But punished by the corporation, really?
Yeah, who's going to pay them? Where's the money going to come?
Well, you and I
are going to pay for these fucking traitors. You know what I'm saying? And we're the ones that are going to pay it.
Yeah.
She just does the yapping out of it. The words come out of her mouth, and the money comes out of our pocket.
When you see someone, like I said, someone running for head CEO of the corporation, catering to foreigners, people from other countries, I think that the goddamn writing is on the wall. We know that this is not the Republic. We know that an unlawful corporation was chartered and it has been in fucking running the United States as if they had authority to do so, which they do not, because their charter is a direct violation of the fucking law. And so, of course, you're going to have. I just love the way they stole the identities and social security numbers of Americans and would become eligible to receive back pay for their previous work by amending the National Labor Relations Act. National Labor Relations an act. You wrote it down in an act. You're bringing people in here and you're taking what belongs to American nationals without due process of the law by writing an act, by writing it down on a piece of fucking paper. Really? You think so? I think that there's a rope even for you, Pocahontas. Warren writes, ensuring employees can't exploit undocumented workers and drive down standards for all workers. See, this is that new fucking bunch we're talking about. Look for what the play is here. See, they're trying to associate us with these fucking invaders. They're trying to make an association between us like, no, we're all workers. No, we're not. They are fucking invaders in my country illegally. And I have the right to fucking shoot them asses out of here. And the goddamn unlawful corporate government corporation that fucking put them here, that brought them here intentionally. We can enforce the law. And enforce the law means we can put a rope around your treasonous fucking neck and hang you. But look at how ensuring employees can't exploit undocumented workers and drive down standards for all. They're trying, this new bunch of fucking propagandists are trying to make an adjoinment between the 100 million motherfuckers they have pumped in here from around the world and we American nationals. We separate ourselves. This country belongs to us. We want everybody the fuck out of here and we want everything that's been stolen from us back. And we will enforce our fucking law with that second article. Make no mistake about it. You're not taking shit for guns, and you know it.
That's right, Henry. And you know, you have to look at the big picture here. I mean, she's talking about, she's making it sound like just a couple of fucking people. She's talking about millions of people here. I mean, not just a couple that just ran across the border and didn't get caught. I mean, we're talking about people that were flown over by Trump Incorporated. We're talking about Greyhound bus loads. We're talking about, she's talking about millions of people getting back pay. You know how much goddamn money that is?
Yeah, they're all talking out their asses because their heads already know better. But I mean, this is the new try by the supposedly more intelligent international communists who have come in here to take over this fucking this push to finish off our country and put us under international communism. Ensuring, I mean, and see, this is what I see in it. Like all workers, like we're all I should embrace that son of a bitch from Guatemala that just came across. You know, I said it this morning in a comment. Somebody comes through, if I come through your fucking window of your house, and I send, as soon as my feet hit the ground at your house, I have every right in your house. You do. I mean, this, you are not going to sell this shit. I don't care who you think you are or how smart you think you are. Basic fucking facts and the fact that this has been broken down to the point of fucking law or no law. It's been broken down to the point that people understand that you are in violation of the law, that you are criminals, and everything you do is criminal. And this thing here, you're not going to make us buddies with the fucking invaders, okay? You're not going to pull us into a... see, that's what they're trying to do, is pool people together, because you hear Trump talking about putting Marines on the streets for something that happened all of a sudden, because they fucking still think that they can fucking divide the people. All you got is a pack of the Pope's little brown army and Chinese. You got shit asses from all over this goddamn world here. But the American nationals, so long as we know who we are heavily armed, and this is our fucking territory. We're fighting for our homes and hearts. We will whip their fucking asses in a heartbeat, and they know it. But they're gonna, I see the angle. I mean, this is what we've been looking for. We're looking for the angles they're trying to, these new propagandists are gonna try to play to have an election, to have one more election, one more chance. Elizabeth Warren is a piece of fucking communist shit. And by her own fucking words, she, in a common law court, she could be easily tried and hung within a day. The 2002 Supreme Court case Hoffman Plastic Companies versus NLRB held that an undocumented worker could not receive the back pay he was owed from an employer who had violated the NLRA. That 5-4 ruling is wrong and denies millions of undocumented workers redress. See, they're not going to give a shit about that. Who are you supposed to be representing? Madam President, if that's what you were, but that is not what you are running for. You're running for head CEO, and hence, because corporations are people, don't you know, you're running to be queen. You're running to get Hillary's crown. Well, it ain't going to change a fucking thing, no matter how you try to reword it, no matter how you try to slip it to us. We understand who we are. We understand who you are. We understand what you've done and how you've done it. And we understand that we are the authority, and we're not going to be your fucking, we're not going to be your goddamn coolies. We're not going to be your peons and peasants. Get it through your fucking head. We will fucking waste your asses.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
I mean, can you see how they keep on putting these people, you know, for coming up here? That's all that they're doing.
Yeah.
That's all that. Yeah, they are rewarding these people to keep doing this. You know, but if you and I, as I say all the time, you and I, we don't have a seatbelt on, we'll get killed. But these people, they can commit felonies, and they get them free money, free homes, all type of assistance, everything else that an American can't get. But you and I, we don't have a seatbelt on. They could commit a felony, they could commit a crime, and get back pay for committing a crime.
Yeah.
This is pure. I don't know what the hell this is, man, to be honest with you.
It's a piss poor fucking attempt to try to, I mean, these people, they play mind games. They're not warriors. They don't fight. They've never fought to take anything. They do it through deception. They do it through lies, blackmail, murder. This is their game. But the bottom line is, you know, they've like with the political correctness and from the 60s, you know, taking away the qualification for somebody to become a U.S. citizen to learn the language and to assimilate onto us instead of us. What they're working on here is assimilating us into a one world fucking order where we are one world citizens without fucking rights, that we are ruled over by a one world government and the one world bank with a chip in your fucking hand. We're not doing it. Remember how this was worded, because there's more of this coming up. The 2000.
I didn't know what it was. I was in America, and I heard like 3 to 5 different languages.
Exactly.
3 to 5 different languages, man. You're 100% right.
Well, you watch the commercials anymore, and they'll talk about, I mean, they'll sayings from our past, you know, gosh, I can't remember the one it was, and freedom for all, or, you know, but then they start off in English, and then it's all these other, in foreign languages, with fucking goddamn bylines. No, this is not your fucking country. You people from fucking all over the fucking world, and they did. They had German, they had fucking, they had Russian, they had goddamn, you name it. I mean, but the different people that are speaking these fucking words from our past, this is our fucking country. You're going to get that through your fucking heads, along with a fucking bullet or a rope around your fucking neck, because you're not just going to come in here and, because all they can do, they can't take the fucking guns. They would have already done it. All they can do is try to sleaze and slither like a fucking worm, man, and slither in here and into that crack, and it ain't going to fucking work. We see your propaganda already. You're no better than the last bunch of assholes. And you will fucking fail as they failed. The 2002 Supreme Court Keith Hoffman plastic versus, okay, we did that, undocumented could receive back pay he was owed from an employer who had violated the NLRA, whatever the fuck that is, that 5-4 ruling is wrong and denies millions of undocumented workers redress. Denies them redress? You have fucking removed our common law courts. You have committed crimes upon every American national in this goddamn country. Redress? You've eaten out our substance. You've stolen it. You and your international fucking buddies, and you think you're going to cut it up, and you think you're going to cut this fucking country up. You're doing exactly what the first invasion in this country did. They came in and, old man, the Indians were their best buddies, and they turned them against one another, and they fought, and when they finally got to a point to where they could do it, they brought in the rest, and they fucking wiped them out. And they wouldn't even exist in this country. It wasn't for the Quakers and the fucking Puritans and the regular folk who just wouldn't fucking commit genocide on a fucking people. Workers' redress for illegal firing or other retaliatory. How can you illegally fire somebody you illegally hired? You know, I mean, let's play word games here. Come on, you motherfuckers. You're the new think tank? Or other retaliatory conduct by an employer. He has to make it, see, this is the whole thing, this is what they're working for. To get it to be us, well, us, the communists, against the corporations, capitalism. Because it's capitalism, the only way to get rid of this capitalism is to become a communist. You want to fucking bet? We're going to get rid of you capitalists and you fucking communists. You're all going to fucking hang, or you're going to be fucking shot. Plain and simple. You are fucking traitors, you're in violation of our fucking law, and we're going to enforce that law with an attitude of zero tolerance to fucking treason. The case encourages employers to hire undocumented immigrants and exploit them in numerous fields. You know, the thing is, they know, I mean, God damn it, people. They know it with the time you get up in the morning. They fucking, if you don't pay $3, man, they're on your fucking doorstep. Don't tell me they don't know where every one of these son of a bitches are. And it's like that 500 guns or something that Colt was claiming to destroy. I bet you they're being handed over to these little brown son of a bitches that they brought across down there in New Mexico. And they probably have them on an Indian reservation training him to be the frontline cannon fodder for the fucking attempt to fucking confiscate our weapons, including construction and manufacturing. Go ahead.
I was just gonna, whatever happened to E-Verify, for fuck's sakes. I mean, you know, they were all through that bullshit, remember, a couple of, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, E-Verify. You know, what the fuck does, what does that mean? You know, that doesn't mean shit anymore, right?
Well, it never meant shit, and it was never something they could do. This was never, this never could have happened. If it, man, it's like this. You tell somebody to let somebody illegally cross the border and you aid and abet them, that is a fucking crime of treason. And if you, I'll tell you what, it would only take about 5 of these fucking rich international, this motherfuckers, I mean the top CEO, put his ass against the fucking wall and fucking shoot him. Try him for fucking treason. For fucking aiding and abetting and fucking invasion into this country. And these pricks down in California that are fucking, oh, sanctuary city, really? You're aiding and abetting to put, how many of you think you'd have to put up against the wall before that shit would come to a screeching halt? I'm telling you, not very many. There's no consequences to what they do. That's why they continue. Which could, lower wages for all workers. Here we are again, trying to play us in to be, oh, we're gonna accept this fucking, this, recolonization force because we're gonna work and we'll just all be the same. No! They're getting the fuck out! They're taking what's ours. We're living lesser lives. We have less because it's being taken by these internationals in this fucking international communist socialist bullshit fucking scheme. I will fight to amend the NLRA to end this form of exploitation and ensure that all workers are protected. They're not workers here. They are fucking invaders here. We're not gonna fucking buy this shit. So quit trying to fucking sell it to us. Despite her platform of populist economy, economic patriotism, fuck, Warren has committed to driving up foreign competition against Americans working and middle class in the U.S. Labor market by providing amnesty for 11 to 22 million illegal aliens. Go ahead and fucking do it. We just need to fucking just do it. You, why the fuck are you talking about it? You all want to do it. You're all the same people. Trump and fucking Warren suck each other's asses, man, along with Netanyahu in the middle. They're all the same. Why don't you fucking bastards do it? Just fucking do it. Because you know what's going to happen to you. You're going to get fucking slaughtered. Illegal aliens, increasing current illegal immigration levels and decriminalizing illegal immigration. You think, do it. Fucking just do it. I guarantee you pretty soon they'll be stacking up. They'll be right out here. They'll be right up. We won't have to travel to fight them. And once we do start fighting, then we'll do some traveling. We'll come clear across this goddamn country. And once we get this country back, do you think you're going to run off to fucking New Zealand or Sweden or somewhere or Costa Rica and you're going to fucking hide and you're not going to face the consequences of what you have fucking done to us? You better think again. We're hunting every goddamn one of you down. And any fucking country that tries to get in our way, and I don't give a fuck what country it is, we'll fucking eat some atomic bombs because this shit is going to stop. Better fucking dead than fucking a slave. Absent from Warren's workers' plan is a mandate and punishment for employers. Absent from Warren's worker plan is a punishment for employers. Oh, you mean the corporate elite that you hate so much and businesses who hire illegals over American citizens? And Ronald Reagan stood right there and said that they were going to be punished and that's how it was going to stop. And it would stop. If they couldn't get anything by crossing that fucking border, they wouldn't be crossing that fucking border. It's that goddamn simple. But we're not going to, but see again, here we are arguing things that are fucking irrelevant. because it comes down to the 14th Amendment, and we're just fucking subjects like these fucking pissant peons that are coming in, or it's the Bill of Rights, and this is our country, and the goddamn common law belongs to American nationals exclusively, and we have a goddamn absolute right to run every son of a bitch out of here that's exploiting what belongs to us, that is being confiscated from us without due process of the law, as we are guaranteed. These are violators of law. We are going to enforce that fucking law. And that's what they fear the most.
Just like Netanyahu does when he feels like there's too many Africans coming into his country. Just like Netanyahu does when he kicks their asses out because they're taking too many of his own people's jobs. That piece of shit, you know, let's just do what he does.
Well, and that's the number one push behind it. Who in the hell you think's running this country? I mean, they've made it clear, I mean, in several occasions, that they think that they can take us out like they did Germany. We're not going to play the game Germany played. There's another faction out here. They're called American Nationals. We can read and we can write and we understand the founding documents of this fucking country. We know that it belongs to us. We know that you have violated our fucking laws. And this isn't going to be able to call nothing else, because you will be charged under those fucking laws. Plain and simple, and you will be prosecuted under those fucking laws by the authority of those fucking laws. That is the people. And you will fucking be sentenced under those fucking laws, and you with that sentence will be carried out by the American nationals. We outnumber you thousands to fucking one. Let's see, we're here. Okay, alien citizens, as well as a reform to the H-1B visa program, whereby Americans are readily replaced by foreign visa workers to increase profit margins for multinational corporations. She sucks corporate ass. She sucks Jew ass. She fucking wouldn't be there as a contender if she wasn't 110% fucking international fucking treasonous bitch. Warren has not endorsed mandatory e-verify. That's what Mark was talking about. We don't need no e-verify. We need to be able to enforce the laws. I'm working at some fucking place. If I decide to work for some place instead of using my fucking right to that currency, that debt-free currency, to exploit the resources myself and being an entrepreneur, if I'm working at some place and I see some fucking illegal son of a bitch come through the door, I don't need e-verify to fucking figure it out. I'll go over there as a goddamn American national, and I say, I want to see your fucking authority be in this country. And if they can't even answer my question in English, I'll fucking arrest them right there. And I'll fucking take them down to the fucking jail. And they will be fucking fingerprinted. And we'll find out where they are from. And it ain't going to be no fucking free bus ride and a sandwich like Cornkey's talking with a mariachi band. It's going to be a fucking catapult. You're never going to want to try to come across that goddamn border again. A system that provides prevents businesses from hiring illegal aliens over Americans. Sure you will, just like Reagan did. Though it would decrease foreign competition against Americans, especially those most vulnerable to competing against illegal aliens in the labor market. See, but that's what they have you down. We're a human. We're a fucking resource. They have us down. Well, they're goddamn Zionist. They're fucking goddamn fucking Zionist. And they're telling you, their Talmud tells them that you're a soulless fucking animal. See, they're talking about herding their fucking animals. That's what they're doing right now, is they're herding these motherfuckers up here from the South. Because they were fucking, they want to displace the American nationals because we cost them more money and more of their money. No, it ain't your fucking money, you son of a bitches. This country belongs to the people. It's our fucking money. And you've got so many internationalists in here who have zero fucking right to be here. They are in violation of our law being here. Eating out. It's not just the goddamn King of England eating out our substance. The goddamn international corporate mafia from every fucking country around the world that's a part of it, which is every country, is here eating out our fucking substance, bringing slave labor into our onto our fucking shores. I mean, oh man. And they claim, oh, that war between the states was so that there would be no slavery. That's all they see. They've already think they have it back to the point that they have us subjugated. Now what they need is us down on our knees in filthy clothes and standing, jumping off the sidewalk and averting our eyes when they walk by us. You fucking think avert your fucking eyes. Your fucking eyes will be put out, you motherfuckers. In contrast to Warren is President Trump's populist nationalists, buy American, hire American agenda. My ass, were those polls you hired, were they American that you worked for $4 an hour, you two-faced fucking fork-tongued carnival barking son of a bitch? Which has sought to increase interior immigration enforcement to tighten the labor market and deliver wage hikes for American blue-collar. And I've already told you people. I've talked to a lot of people that work in fucking industry, building things, building expensive things. And they're telling me that orders are, it's doing just like it did before the last fucking recession. And we tried to warn people back then. They didn't listen and they fucking lost big time. Some of them lost everything. But they're getting ready to do it to you again. Because they intend to, those fucking Jews, those kike, fucking lowlife, ass-sucking Zionists, intend to break us Americans. See, we're arrogant. We think that we're some fucking body. We think we're fucking humans. We think that we are the actual fucking sovereigns for this nation. That we're on a par with the crown heads of Europe, which we are. You are not smarter than us, you motherfuckers. You have to hire our brains. You have to make traitors out of our people to get their brains to even have you, to get people to write these fucking articles for you. Except now that the American mechanism of think tanks has failed, you've brought in the international mechanism where they're going to fail too. It's all going to fail. We're going to shove that new world order up your fucking asses. The handful, man, think about that. A handful at the top causing all of this. And fucking billions of people suffering and not doing a goddamn thing about it. When it fucking breaks loose, hunt every fucking one of them down. There will not, the Rothschilds will be like Muds, you know, like Mud, the one that shot or helped the guy that shot fucking Lincoln. Your name is Mud. Your name is Rothschilds? Really? We could get hung for that. You son of a bitch. You fucking pieces of shit. You misery-making bastards. And it's all been done by a handful. Why? Because we fucking let it. We're acting like they preach it. Pride cometh before. Don't have no pride. Don't have no fucking pride. Well, I got fucking pride. I'm proud that I could stand up. And that I don't bow and bend a knee to no motherfucker, and nobody owns me.
Every piece of machinery that the American Nationals developed back, you know, in the turn of the century that made high quality precision items is now sitting overseas being used by traders that now make all those goods that are being sold to the United States. You can't even buy a goddamn watch anymore, an automatic self-winding watch, American-made anymore. You're forced to buy it out of China or Japan. I mean, this is what's going on. It's insanity.
Well, they milk our minds and then they hand it over to, they take our ideas. It's what they've done all along. Only they, in the past, they had to give us a little bit more bigger scraps from the table that we, the table that we set, the table that we put the fucking food upon. They had to give us bigger scraps back then because the fucking people back then, slavery, for a people that their brag on life that they taught you since you were a little kid was that we unsubjugated ourselves to be resubjugated and have to fucking submit to a resubjugation and be put down to the level of a third world fucking coolie. Well, now that takes some fucking doing that. That takes some incrementalism. That takes some time to get her done, doesn't it? We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1244 Pacific Time. And that was Rain with Knocking on Heaven's Doors. Is how we feel come around Wednesday around here. Now, the article I didn't bring up with me was one from Joe from Mass Private Eye. And he was talking about immigration officers following some fucking Guatemalans, people speaking Spanish, because they were speaking Spanish, following them into the store and casually questioning them in plain clothes. And then they tried to equate this with the fucking tyranny. You know, they've been fucking the FBI, you know, infiltrating. If you have a goddamn prayer group, they're infiltrating it. It's been going on here for fucking 50 fucking years, man. And see, but trying to make us seem like, oh, see, it's happening to us. They're not us. And this is what they're trying to push right now. That's what these new motherfuckers are trying to push. That they are us and we are they. That is not it. No fucking way. These son of a bitches came here through a fucking fraud to take what is ours. And it's, and what has been taken from us has been taken without due process of the law as required by our fucking supreme law of this land, the Bill of Rights. And you're not going to, oh, now we're just all workers. Uh-huh. That son of a bitch over there that can't speak my language in my fucking country, eating out my fucking substance, is not my fucking brother. He is a fucking invader. And you're not going to get no workers uprising against the capitalists. No, the capitalist corporation, their fucking ass is down the road because they can't exist. They are a violation of our law. And the goddamn invaders, your fucking asses are out of here because you're not coming here to take what belongs to us in violation of our law. We separatists, yes, we are. We are American nationals of the American race, and we are individual free sovereigns, and this fucking country belongs to us, every fucking inch of it, and our fucking authority is absolute upon every fucking inch of it. But I see what they're trying to do. I see it's communism. It's with the workers. We're not workers. We're fucking owners. We own this son of a bitch in place. We have been stolen from. We have been swindled by fucking internationalists. That's who they fucking are. We're starting with that cocksucker Lincoln. We have been swindled. We're not your fucking subject slaves. We're not pissant peons, coolies, or peasants. Make sure you understand that. We are armed fucking American nationals with our fucking liberty teeth bared. And we are going to enforce the law, and every fucking one of you, you're going to be the fuck out of here, or you're going to be hung. Now, some of you are going to run, like I said, but you're coming back, and you're facing the fucking common law courts that you thought you could remove. You're going to face the people's authority over your fucking asses, and you are going to fucking feel that rope fucking cinched down on your neck just before you go through that fucking trap door, you fucking pieces of shit, and all your fucking little invaders that you think are going to come in and have a little communist revolution here in our country. We're not Germany. We don't have to go to fucking national socialism to fucking defeat you. We just have to come together as our people, the American nationals of all fucking races. We don't look at the pigment of each other's skin. We come together as a fucking people and we wipe these bastards out. And then we take care of these goddamn son of a bitches in this country that facilitated it. I'm getting a little mad here, if you can't tell. The Masonic Dirty Church Cabal. They are the ones that removed our fucking Bill of Rights through their 14th Amendment. They're the unlawfully, in violation of our law. They are the ones that created the unlawful corporation in violation of our law and our authority. And they are going to fucking, they're going to hang too. All of you son of a bitches out there, this is why this has taken us so long and this has gone so far. It's because they're making fucking a plenty. They're taking their fucking vacations to Hawaii. They're taking their goddamn trips up to Alaska for their moose hunt every year. They're living the high fucking life. Why, the majority of the fucking people in this country have been fucking stolen from. Straight up stolen from. They want to be the fucking only thieves. But the goddamn communists, see? And that communism, that works for them. Because they fear that 75%. Because they know we are the largest army to ever exist on this planet. And we are fucking armed. And we are fucking pissed. And we are sick of having our laws fucking violated. And we are going to enforce them. We are going to enforce them by running those fucking illegal motherfuckers who are not us out of this goddamn country. And we are going to enforce it by fucking hanging the dirty son of a bitches that fucking broke our fucking laws to the point of fucking the ultimate fucking high crimes and misdemeanors. Flat ass treason, even in the fucking fiduciary. But we're going to, you're not going to get your fiduciary hearings, this play fucking court like you're seeing on TV on as the stomach turns every day with these fucking investigations and billions of dollars going to these goddamn private corporate fucking goddamn lawyer for, attorney fucking, associations. You're going to be tried by regular fucking folks. The folks you fucking took everything from. The folks who you took your fucking life. You took everything away from us, you sons of bitches. But we got the guns. And we got the fucking ammo. And we got the fucking will to be free. We're not going to be your subject. And those motherfuckers are never going to be our fucking brothers. And they're getting the hell out of our country the same way they came in. They're going to cross that border on a fucking run. You watch what happens. You're not going to sell this propaganda, so give it up. Now, with something we were talking about yesterday, Turkey launches military assault in Syria as Kurdish fighters say warplanes are bombing regions. This is from Fox News, and they're saying they're fucking bombing civilians with the F-16s. I wonder what arms dealers sold those motherfuckers, those F-16s, those Turks. Wonder who sold them to them. What arms dealer? Did he do a background check to see if they were going to kill children, commit mass murder, commit genocide on people? Did they check it? But, you know, I've been listening to this all fucking morning. And what the one thing that's, it's not in this article, and it's not going to, they mentioned it. They kind of mentioned it out of the side of their mouth, you see. That those Kurds are holding 10,000 ISIS fighters, the last ones that were captured, that were a part of the fucking American fucking and Israeli fucking mercenaries that were put into fucking Syria to overthrow the fucking legitimate government of that country. And what's going to happen is Trump don't like this. He don't like this, but why? One day, this is moving fast, people. They're going to go down there and they're going to kick the shit out of the Kurds. They're going to bomb the hell out of them and then bomb them back, and they're going to unleash that 10,000 fucking ISIS fighters. And what do you know? If you have a memory at all, it's only been maybe like a year or so ago. Remember all the ordnance they took over there and dumped? All of the fucking, a whole nother fucking army, just like in Iraq. Here comes that fucking hula hoop around my ass again. And you, next thing you're going to do is, oh, they freed them, and they captured the weapons that were left there as we pulled back. And, gee, there's ISIS again. Gee, we better get some troops over there. We better keep this fucking war forever going. That son of a bitch stands up and goes, we're going to end these endless wars. You, just like you were going to throw every son of a bitch and son of a bitch that didn't have a right to be here, that was here unlawfully, out of this country. You were going to sign DACA on day one. You aren't going to sell this shit to nobody. And that's, I'm talking to the propagandists, because they're the ones calling the fucking shots right out of fucking Israel, because Israel's running this fucking country right now, and that's something that's going to be fucking paid for in spades. The Palestinians, they've had genocide committed upon them, but the fucking payback when this shit breaks loose, they'll have their fucking land back. And these fucking Jews are these fucking Zionist motherfuckers are going to cease to exist on this goddamn planet, and we're going to have peace. Something that they cannot fucking stand. God, think of one day of world peace. No, you can't have that. They're working on wars for fucking 20 years down the goddamn road. But it ain't going to happen. Because you're not going to sell us propagandists. You hear my voice, you propagandist piece of shit. What you do is just as obvious as the ones you replace it. You're no fucking smarter than they are. Because you think that you can find, touch it, because you've done this in other countries. Well, we're not ignorant in this country. You've tried to make us ignorant, and some people have fallen for it, but they're only about 18 to fucking 20%. And you fucking know it. That's why you want this. God, if we could just get this workers thing, if we just all unite as workers and go against the capitalists, and then we could have the Trump tards and everybody, well, we ain't going to have these goddamn communists in our country, so we're going to join the capitalists. This ain't a capitalist country, and this is not a communist country. This is a republic. With an emphasis on the rights of the individual. And that's, by God, what we're going to have. That's what our law dictates. And all we have to do is enforce that fucking law. And we are perfectly within our rights to do so. And we are righteous in doing so. It is not only our right, it's our duty to our fucking progeny. Because this country belongs to them. But anyway, here we go. Go ahead.
I heard that one net trader on Fox News, Hannity the other, I think it was last night, he called our country a constitutional republic. I almost died laughing.
Well, I tell you what, I've never heard the word democracy spoken so many times as I did this morning. Democracy, democracy. This is not a fucking democracy. When they say that to you, they are talking treason. I mean, what the fuck do you think treason is? It's to try to remove the legitimate government and replace it with another form of government. Democracy is another form of government. It's different from a republic with an emphasis on the rights of the individuals. The only place that democracy, and he should have never had it, the only place democracy ever came into play was in the elections. When you selected who was going to represent your will as an American national, your authority at the highest level in the fucking federal government, which was supposed to sit there and do nothing more than try to enhance your fucking power and your rights. The lying sons of bitches.
I just couldn't believe that he would say something like that. I mean, you know, he knows goddamn well that he knows it's actually a republic, but my point is, these people are starting to talk, you know, the talk a little bit more now. You know, that the word republic is starting to creep in, and, you know, I don't know how to really, react to that. I mean, I guess it's a good thing. It is a republic, but God damn it, how many times have you heard that son of a bitch call it a democracy?
The thing is, he's not doing it because of any fucking, he had any patriot fucking enlightenment, or that he had any epiphany of what's going on. It's because you have to have two sides. You have these new fuckers in here that are trying to say, oh, we're all workers. We got to come. It don't matter what language you speak or anything. We're all workers. It doesn't matter that they invaded across your border and that they are eating out your substance, that they are taking what belongs to the American nationals without due process of the fucking law that we are guaranteed. This belongs to us. And see, they got it. So they got the communist fucking element of there. That's them people pushing it. Now, when the Trump tards step up, we have to stop these communists. We're capitalists, don't you know? This is a republic, and it's capitalist. Come on, just saying republic. How many stupid fucks are gonna go, oh, he called her the republic, just like the stupid fucks that listened when he said, I'm gonna deport every one of them. Well, they called it a republic, so we gotta fight for the republic. No, you're fighting for fucking corporatism. You are fighting for a corporation. This can never be fixed until the 14th Amendment is fucking annihilated. Until this goddamn United States corporation is removed. And everyone who participated in it hung by the neck until dead after their short trial. Because they have fucking done it prima facie. And they are going to appear in those fucking common law courts. Because it's just like at the beginning of that book. When they're talking about the colonial conventions. They show a big rowdy crowd of people going, no, that's far. We want goddamn rights. A Bill of Rights. That's what we're fighting for. And it shows two or three of these dignified fucking goddamn elitist motherfuckers who were the sons of bitches that were oppressing the people. And said, well, we need to form a country. They all wanted to form a country. They didn't give a shit. They were living it. Just like now, these son of a bitches, they're fucking lawless. They can do any goddamn thing. They can fucking rape little children and get the fuck away with it. Think about it. They don't want nothing to change. They know that 75% of the people out here are fucking have had their rights fucking trampled on, are being treated like fucking, like goddamn subjects with zero fucking rights. They do not acknowledge the law of this fucking land. That makes them insurgents. That makes them fucking invaders. That makes them an occupation. And that's the capitalists too. This is not a capitalist country. And you hear them saying, oh, it's capitalist fuckingism is fucking usury. This is a fucking, this is a free republic with an emphasis on the rights of the individual, and we operate under free enterprise, which is to say our government provides us with minted fucking debt-free currency in gold and silver. And we use that, we borrow that from each other, and we fucking use it to fucking exploit the resources of this country for us. Not for those motherfuckers. I know you brought 100 million of them in here, and you think you're just gonna, well, it's the workers against the goddamn capitalists. No, it ain't. It's the American National, 75% fucking heavily armed, that are gonna blast all you fuckers out of this country. And we're gonna fucking live the way we were meant to live. This is what our forefathers, our true forefathers, are trying to tell us in the fucking Anti-Federalist Papers. That's what they told us clearly in our Bill of Rights, which is ratified law. Take that Constitution and shove it up your ass. It doesn't matter. It is irrelevant when it comes to the fucking law of the people. We are the authority. And those son of a bitches you just brought across the border ain't us. They have no authority in this country. They have no rights in this country. They son of a bitches are invaders, and their fucking asses are going back where they came from on a run. The ones that fucking survive. So you bring them against us and see how fast they fall and see how far we can shoot at a suit. You low-life son of a bitches. Anyway, that's the top of the hour, people, and we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT, and don't fall for this shit. Look for it. Look for them trying to act like, oh, you know, just like this goddamn, what the fuck was his name? Joe from Mass Private Eye. Read that article and see what they're trying to do here. They're trying to act like, oh, it's happening. I don't give a fuck what you do to them invaders. How about that? You've been doing this shit. This corporate government is unlawful to start with. But I really don't give a monk's fuck if they kill every fucking invader that's come across that border. But they're not going to. It's an act. It's an act to try to make, to divide the people into two camps, to get rid of that 75%, which is the only thing standing between them and a new world fucking order. That and that Bill of Rights, the fucking law, our law that says it can never be. And that is The Word from the Trenches.